We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Roddy Jones rocking it for the ACC Network, former Georgia Tech star.
Roddy!
Talking a little college football and joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford is Atlanta's Ford dealer. Roddy, what up?
John, Hugh, I am doing well. Let's go Braves, but I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing awesome, man. We're doing awesome. I'm pretty sure the Georgia Tech is doing awesome. They had a week off. Now to get ready to play Virginia. You know, what kind of challenges does that Virginia offense pose for Jeff Collins and his defensive unit?
Significant challenges. For anybody who hasn't watched Virginia, and I don't expect the people who are listening right now to have watched a lot of Virginia football unless they are super interested in the ACC or have a friend or family member on the team. But if you haven't watched Virginia, they are incredibly versatile, multiple, and innovative on the offensive side of the football. They have a player named Keaton Thompson who they call a football player. And he came in as a quarterback, as a transfer. But he had a shoulder banged up last year, couldn't really throw, but he's such a good athlete. They were like, hey, let's just put him on the field and see what happens. So he plays running back. He plays mostly a slot receiver. But he's fantastic. And they'll stick him there at quarterback, run some different stuff with Brennan Armstrong in the game. And I sort of buried the lead here, not going to Brennan Armstrong first, because Brennan Armstrong at the quarterback position has been almost as good as anybody in the league. He's been as good as anybody in the league other than Kenny Pickett and Sean Tucker as an overall player. Like, the dude has been incredible this season. Spent portions of the season leading the nation in passing. He is a really good athlete as well, but his arm strength, his accuracy are really impressive. And then they're going to mix up what they give you with a 6'7" tight end named Jelani Woods. They've got an excellent slot receiver named Billy Kemp. They've got a big receiver on the outside, Dontavian Wicks, who's led the nation in yards per catch at times this year. They are just a really dangerous offense and really difficult to prepare for because of how multiple they are.
We're talking with Roddy Jones, Georgia Tech star, ACC Network. Roddy, my tie is, you know, been a long time, but way, way back in the day, I did play-by-play for Wake Forest, so I'm, go Deeks, go. At the same time, as much as I'm really reveling in the fact that Wake Forest is having this start to the year, I don't expect them to go unbeaten. However, should they exceed my expectations and go unbeaten and somehow wind their way through the ACC title game without a loss, is there a strong concern in the ACC that an unbeaten Wake Forest team would be left out?
I don't really know. I think some people would be concerned about that. But here's what I would tell them. Look, if you win all your games and you win a Power 5 conference, until proven otherwise, you're getting it. Like, I think that breaks the system in a way that would be, almost untenable to not have meaningful change if you have an undefeated conference champion who doesn't get in. Even, like, Cincinnati is a team that everybody's kind of wondering where they're going to be in the college football playoff rankings, and rightfully so. Like, I don't think they're going to be in the top four. But if you had an undefeated Wake Forest and undefeated Cincinnati, I think the general thought in college football right now is that Cincinnati probably gets in and Wake Forest might not. But that, again, like, I feel like that breaks the system because you're in a Power 5 conference, you go undefeated. And while Wake Forest would have really no meaningful non-conference wins, even North Carolina, they played in the non-conference. It's sort of a mediocre win. While Cincinnati would have a few, I refuse to believe that an undefeated ACC champion, an undefeated Pac-12 champion, even though that's not a possibility anymore, I've been talking about that for a few years. I refuse to believe that those teams would not get in.
So are you believing, with that being said, are you believing right now that Wake Forest is the top team in the conference?
No, I don't think so.
See, that's where I agree, right?
I think it's Pitt. You know, Pitt is playing at an unbelievable level. You look at what they're doing at the quarterback position with Kenny Pickett. He's been one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in the conference. In the country. He has been the best quarterback in the conference. He's seen his draft stock soar. You know, there's talk about him sneaking in the back of the first round. I've been flying the Kenny Pickett flag all year. And really, you know, since the beginning of the season, talking about the season that I thought he could have with the weapons that he has on offense. Then that defense has really settled down. Virginia Tech's not great on offense, but anytime you hold a Power 5 team at home to 244 total yards, it's pretty impressive. So that Pitt defense has picked it up. I don't think the Pitt defense is good enough for them to make any noise. Like, if they were to get some college ball playoff, like, some buzz, I don't think they're good enough to get in because of the Western Michigan loss and because of that defense. But I do think Pitt's a really good team and a top probably 10 or 15 team in the country.
We're talking with Roddy Jones. To Tech, Hugh mentioned Virginia this week and was talking to you about Virginia. The back half of the schedule here is brutal. What is your expectation for Tech between now and the end of the year? What do you want to see him do?
I think it's been the same as it has been. You know, number one is compete. And number two, it's not outside of the realm of possibility that this team makes a bowl game. Like, you look at the Virginia game. Is that a tough game? Yes. Are they favored? No. But is it winnable? Sure. Why not? You look at Boston College, and I would say the same thing. Boston College is a better football team right now. But again, like, that is a somewhat winnable game. You look at the Miami game. Again, a winnable football game. Even Notre Dame. I mean, Virginia Tech, again, I just talked about Virginia Tech struggles on the offensive side of the football, and they went down to the wire with Notre Dame. Now, we're not going to talk about the game Thanksgiving weekend, but I think you look at the schedule, and if they go out and compete, they're going to have to play really well. But I don't think Tech fans should look at that schedule now and say, there's no way we're making a bowl game, just because, like, you know, these teams are flawed. All of them are, with the exception of the University of Georgia, are pretty flawed. And while you get, you know, a lot of really good teams that we thought were going to be really good in the back part of the schedule, Virginia hasn't been able to stop people on offense for a while. Miami can't tackle anybody. So, and then Notre Dame's got its issues. And then Boston College, like, the quarterback plays are inconsistent. So I think there's a possibility there for them to compete for a bowl game, and if they're doing that, then that will meet my expectations.
By the way, just real quick here, Roddy, because you brought up Miami, do you think there's going to be a coaching change?
This is bad radio. I'm not sure. And it's hard to really separate how fervent the Miami fans are on Twitter from how the administration – and the power brokers really feel about Manny Diaz, because I think there's somewhat of an understanding at Miami that look, someone's going to have to do what Manny Diaz is doing, and that's turn over the roster, and it's painful, and there's times where it's not going to be fun, and that is going to come with some losses. And I think Miami fans really feel like they've got a shot at Mario Cristobal. And that's the Twitter fan. And I just don't think that's the case. Like, if you're Mario Cristobal, are you taking USC or Miami? You taking LSU or Miami? Now, I think the USC job, like, there may be some debate. There's no debate between LSU and Miami. Like, LSU is a better job 7 days a week, like, and twice on Sundays. Mm-hmm. LSU is one of the top five jobs in the country. So I just don't think that you're going to get – one of your top targets, if they're a target for one of these other jobs. So while Manny Diaz hasn't coached them especially well, they're the worst tackling team in the country, I don't know how fed up the administration is of that. And he's recruiting well. And turning over the roster through recruiting is something that someone's going to have to do. So why not just keep Manny Diaz, let him do it, and then get a guy, you know, in a year or two that's really set up for success going forward. So I don't know. I think there'll be coaching changes in the ACC. I don't know that it'll be in Miami.
Right, gotcha. I appreciate that, Roddy. Thanks much. Go Braves, Roddy.
You're the man. Have
a
good
one. I appreciate you guys. Let's go Braves.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.